Music Spotlight. I'm Michael Thomas Jr. for Radio Free Phoenix. On this edition of Music Spotlight on Radio Free Phoenix, I spoke with the ever-talented musician and model Trevor Drury, a musician and international model who's graced the covers of magazines, pages, and runways all across the globe, and is also embarking on releasing his full-featured album this upcoming December. We spoke with the young musician, born in Tucson and raised in California, about his musical aspirations and goals as he takes in everything throughout his very exciting life as an international model, and creating those ideas and inspirations into beautiful music, from writing music to actually making it to a record. We also had a chance to speak with Trevor about his latest release, about his latest EP release, A Year in My Life. Busy month for you. You just released your EP, and you're looking to develop and eventually release the full album this coming December. So what's going on between these next several months as you prepare for the big album and you release this exciting EP?
For the next couple months, well, musically, I'm just I'm pushing it out as much as possible. You know, working on it as much as I can, practicing consistently. I'm going to be in New York in a couple months, in Paris, so I'm hoping that I can, you know, get some things set up where I can go perform, perhaps do some stuff live, do some things in New York and whatnot. But I suppose at the moment I'm just trying to push it out there as much as possible and get it out to as many people, and you know, hopefully they receive it well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you obviously, you have a full-time modeling job, career going around the world. Have you been able to get sort of like musical inspiration through your travels? I know that you do note, you know, inspiration from other artists and, of course, your own creativity. But do you find yourself kind of immersing yourself, you know, with the cultures that you get to visit through your career?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The album that I wrote is called "It's a Year of My Life," and that entire album is based off of my experiences in New York City from 2016 towards 2017, and it's kind of, you know, one of those breakup albums in a sense, but it's a bit more than that too. You know, it has elements of just what it was like to experience New York City, and traveling, through modeling. So it's a huge inspiration. Definitely. I think, when I'm on the, you know, when I'm traveling and I don't have a piano or any ability to do any music, I kind of go crazy for a little while.
Yeah. Well, how do you process, yeah, all the thoughts? Because I'm sure, you know, sometimes you wake up and you'll be like, oh man, that I need to have that. I need to write that down somewhere. I need to, you know, make sure I get all my thoughts down. How do you sort of control that when you're not, you know, you're away from your element as far as having the piano and the instrument?
I think, for what I've found, the best way is that when songs come up, it's every song I do, whenever I get inspiration, I'll just plug a little idea into my phone, you know, record me singing it, record me playing it, or whatever, and then whenever I can get to a piano, I will just go back and re-listen whatnot and try and write it there. But sometimes if I don't have a piano, if I'm traveling long enough, I'll pull out my iPad, GarageBand, and mess around on there. But I try to keep a nice balance between the modeling and the music. But there's definitely a lot of inspiration in modeling,
Yeah, I would imagine.
In that lifestyle for music, definitely.
Well, through that aspect, you're also seeing something that, you know, most people don't get to see through that of, you know, working for probably the finest fashion designers, you know, trying out all types of different attire and whatnot. Through those travels and through all that, have you sort of figured out, I know that you've, you know, you talk about a year in your life. Have you found that your musical influence has sort of grown and blossomed in a different way? Has music always been there first, or has it been fashion or both?
It's definitely more been music for most of my life. I never really cared about fashion at all as a kid. In fact, I kind of look back at those pictures and I'm a little bit embarrassed of what I was wearing. So no, I never really cared too much for fashion when I was younger. But I think, you're going to have to see, this is the groggy part.
No, that's okay.
Forgot the question. I apologize.
Well, no, but now that you see sort of the, I guess now that you see sort of the opportunity or the great opportunity, coming from all that experience, do you see that, you know, obviously you talk about seeing your ups and downs and through the year in life. One can only imagine how hectic that life is just for a musician, especially in your situation where you're flying all over the world and, you know, going to shoots and going to casting calls. You kind of, you know, are able to really put in your emotion into a song. Do you think that's helped grow your, I guess, in short, do you think that has all helped your musical process blossom into a different, you know, avenue, so to speak, you know, in a different element?
I do think so. I think that having the experience of modeling in that lifestyle, it's so unique and it's so different from anything else that, as an artist, everything you do, at least personally for me, everything is kind of under a microscope. It gets magnified, and then I write about that. And I have my first album is an acoustic album that I did for my mom. It's called The Start, and that one's on iTunes. And that one was, I just wrote that one in college, and I had really no reason to write those songs. They just kind of came up. But when I look at what I've written from my first album to what I've written with my experiences modeling, I think that there's absolutely a difference between that kind of inspiration and what that lifestyle lends to when it comes to creativity and art.
You know, yeah, that's, you say, you talk about the experience and how you've input it into your music. Now that you are approaching a full album, another full album release in December, how are you balancing all that out? Because I would imagine the fall season is pretty busy for you with fashion.
It does get busy, yeah. Yeah.
So are you planning sort of mini dates or mini engagements, or right now just focusing on releasing the studio album, you know, with balancing, of course, you know, your job as a model? How are you planning to do all that once the album comes out in December?
Just kind of let it go and hope that it works out. I mean, I think that's the scariest. Aside from waking up and realizing you can't write music anymore, I think that's one of the scariest things for an artist is, you know, wow, when you get to this release date and you've put so much of yourself into something, you know, you gotta let it go and hopefully, you know, the boomerang can't come back unless you throw it hard enough. So I just, I'm just putting my trust in that I think it's really good stuff, and people that have heard it, they really like it, and I think that I think it'll take care of itself. I'm obviously just gonna do my part to get it out there as much as I can and be as honest and authentic with the album as I can be. You know?
Yeah. And what would you say out of the EP release, A Year in My Life? What would you say the track from that really connects with you most personally?
I think it would probably be Snowy Nights is one of my favorites, one of my absolute favorites. It was it was one of those ones where when I was writing it and when I perform it, it's kind of like there's a movie playing in my head. You know, like when you're reading a book and you can sort of see the characters,
right,
but you're also reading the words. It's kind of like that when I'm playing it. So it's like a nice little nostalgic break. You know, it's one of those ones, yeah, I can really connect with.
And do you feel like, I know you're from the 70s, connects with the audience the most? Because it's sort of, you know, people have,
I do love that one,
yeah,
too.
I mean, where does the name for that come from for you? I mean, what was the inspiration for that single?
I Know You from the 70s was a, I have my ex-girlfriend to thank for that one. and every bloody song on the album. That one was, I don't know. I don't really know. I just kind of liked it. I think when it's hard for me to say, because when I write songs, it's not like when I'm writing anything else. It's kind of like the songs come to me, and then I'm the catalyst. I know it sounds real woohoo.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
Mozart-y kind of stuff, but that's how it feels.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know. In terms of the inspiration, other than, you know, at the moment, I wanted to write a song about, you know, hey, this experience has been amazing. New York is incredible. You're my first love, and even though it's not going on anymore, I know you. And I stuck on the front of the 70s tag because I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a timeless, I know you, you know. Yes. Regardless of what's happening in life, I appreciate what we had and what I got.
And speaking of your music, you know, we can't go a few more minutes without listening to it. You got to listen to this. It's I Know You from the 70s, the latest release from Trevor Drury's EP, A Year in My Life.
I saw you standing with long dark hair, hope in my eyes, dreams in the air. You turned to me and said your name. I know you, a year of my life began that day. I'm sorry, love, but I can't stay. I've music to do, dreams to pursue, but I want you to know that I took my mind on a trip. I'm lucky to call you mine till the end of time. I've never felt a love like this. I'm trying to speak, but I feel weak.
That was a sample of Trevor Drury's I Know You from the 70s. We're talking to him right now here on RadioFreePhoenix.com. You can get that music where all digital music is sold. You can find out more information at, of course, officialtrevordrury.com. He's on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes. Stream it on Spotify. Check it all out. He's coming out with his full album this upcoming December. He just released the EP version in July, but man, there's a lot of things going on in this guy's life. He's an international model. We're talking to you right now, Trevor. And do you feel like the lyrics, I would imagine, sounds like the lyrics come for you before the music?
The lyrics, actually, often the music, the lyrics and the music will be created at the same time.
Okay.
Many times I'll write a song and I'll get the whole thing, you know, 95% of it done within 25-30 minutes of the first, you know, spark of creating that, that song. So they can be written pretty quickly. We were out last night doing karaoke, of course, and got back a bit late. So
it's always fun.
But
did you?
Oh, it's a blast.
Who are your go tos for karaoke? Do you have a favorite?
What did I do last night? Last night was Somebody to Love, Queen.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it's
Queen.
Fun.
Harry Styles. Any of those guys.
And those guys are big inspirations for you as far as style goes. Of course, you have your own, but you have your own style that you've created with yourself and the music that you write. But those some of your inspirations is music. You start music pretty early in life.
Yeah, my biggest inspiration as a general performer is Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
he's the man. But musically, I think the guys that really kind of got me understanding music rather than just being a passive listener to it was Radiohead. Really enjoyed listening to Radiohead when I was a kid, still do. And but they sort of opened me to this kind of ability to understand music and to be abstract with music. Yeah, rock, anything is an inspiration to me, really.
And where did you first, was there someone early on that you said, you know, at a certain age where it's like, you know, I really want to follow this musical path, and that's my outlet?
I think it's always been one of those consistent things throughout my life. I think just as any young kid, I changed what I wanted to do every 10 minutes. One day I wanted to be a, you know, professional pianist, and then a basketball player, and then a golfer, tennis, karate, you know, all of these things. But music's always been super consistent, and it's been the thing that I am going to do regardless if I get paid for it. It's something that I have to do.
Yeah.
If I can make money with that, if I can make that my job and have it be the thing that I love doing, then I can't really complain. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's just icing on the cake for you. And at this point, I guess I have a question. What studio did you record the EP and album? Is there a go-to studio for you, or did you your different albums, have they been recorded in different places?
Part of it was recorded, it was kind of recorded all over, actually. I had recorded some of it down at a studio called Studio West in San Diego. I really, really love recording there. I recorded it some, you know, obscure places in L.A. You walk in and like, wow, this is where there's a studio here. Okay. Recorded some up there, and then, but most of it actually was recorded and produced down at my in my home. I had my producer come over, and he stayed for like a week in the RV, and we just set up a bunch of speakers and computers and whatnot, and stay up all night producing the music. And most of it was done in the RV.
Yeah. However you can do it, you know, I mean, must be, it's got to be unbelievably satisfying for you to finally put that all together for you. It's quite an accomplishment, and put all the music together, put in an album.
Yeah.
And what an exciting time for you. I mean, really quite an accomplishment on top of your very successful modeling career. Thank you again so much for your time. I look forward to hearing so much for your newest album, A Year in My Life, just released last month. And of course, you can expect the full album release December of 2017, and we'll catch you. You can follow your life, of course, right, through all major platforms.
Yes, and Trevor, official trevordrury.com has all the links to what I'm doing, where I'm going. It's got my Twitter, it's got my Instagram, and all of that. I'm very, very excited. I urge everybody to go.
Yes, thank
go
you.
Go check it out. It's,
yes, absolutely.
It's interesting music.
Very,
thank
very
so
interesting.
Much for me
oh,
on.
It's been quite a pleasure. Can't wait to see what folds. And here's to a successful fall for you and an exciting new release in December. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another edition of Music Spotlight right here on Radio Free Phoenix. If you want to find out more about Trevor Drury, you can check us out at radiofreephoenix.com/what's up. And also go to officialtrevordrury.com, where you can see all his musical whereabouts, links to his music, and so much more. Make sure you check out his latest EP release, A Year in My Life, and look forward to the full featured album this upcoming December. For Music Spotlight and Radio Free Phoenix, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. Thanks for listening.
California dreaming, baby, please. I wanna see your hair shining.